Her solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
In business, conflict is something that you'll come up against quite a lot. At some point, there will be a conflict, and that can be based on all sorts of different reasons and with lots of different types of people. So I've invited someone who knows a thing or two about conflict and how to resolve it into the studio. Dominic Hurst, solicitor, has joined me here on the Business Hub to talk about what you do, Dominic. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, my pleasure, Tom. I'm a litigation solicitor. I have a practice in Harrogate, which I started myself after many years working at a much, much bigger practice in the city. And all we do is deal with other people's and businesses' aggravation, whether that be unpaid invoices that need to be pursued, through to shareholders fighting with each other, or property. It could be anything. Mediation, negotiation, conversation round the table, through to aggressive court proceedings, injunctions, claims for damages. We deal with a lot.
Now, you mentioned there that you're a litigation specialist, litigation solicitor. That word is a word that scares people quite a lot, isn't it? Because they think big court proceedings going to cost me a fortune. Is it a word that business owners should be scared of?
Some should be. It could be the end of their business. And if they've got personal guarantee behind that business, it could be their home. Litigation is a very serious matter. It is the route that a claim will go down if negotiation or mediation, where we all get round the table and try and sort it out, fails. And ultimately, a judge will decide which way it goes and what the ultimate outcome will be. And inevitably, if that's the route, then legal costs also become an issue. And the more complicated the job, the more time it takes, the more those costs increase, and the bigger the risks for everybody involved.
I suppose you could describe going to court as effectively the nuclear option because, like you say, one or the other of those parties could effectively find themselves out of business if it gets that far.
Well, that's right. And it's in nobody's interests, really, to risk their position on a judge making a decision that we've no control. We can influence the judge, but ultimately the judge will make a decision which you may not be happy with. That's the risk. Ultimately, if you have to go down the litigation route, then solicitors like me do become a weapon. Our clients are very loyal. I've never lost one, as far as I'm aware. From, you know, the plumber, the electrician, right the way through to finance companies. Owner-operators are our main source of business, but we also have some very sizable going concerns that we act for as well.
Owner-operators tend to be the ones who are most emotionally invested in their business, aren't they?
That's true.
Emotionally invested and personally financially invested as well.
True.
And those two things often go hand in hand. I'm thinking specifically of the businesses who've used their house as guarantee, effectively, on the finance for their business. Goes wrong for you, your whole life's in trouble, isn't it?
Well, I'm loath to use the word your whole life because we've all got to keep a matter of perspective on what's important. But certainly, if you've got personal guarantees behind your business and you've got a problem with unpaid debts and the bank's knocking on the door, you're going to feel intense pressure, which is taking your eye off the ball, doing what you do to make a living anyway. So keeping credit control and keeping those bills getting paid, dealing with disputes, that's something that goes hand in hand in any business. We act for a lot of businesses where if the invoices are not paid after a certain period of time and certain reminders, it simply comes to us. And the customer, they give us instructions, of course they do, but then it is over to us and we will deal with it. And we have to ascertain very quickly whether or not the debtor is in a situation of can't pay or won't pay.
People can get lost in a sense of principle, can't they?
Of course they can.
It could be the smallest of disagreement, but actually, how often do you hear that phrase? It's not the money, it's the principle.
I hear it at least 3 or 4 times a day. At least.
Imagine.
It is constantly. It's a point of principle. I'm going to teach them a lesson. They're not going to do this to somebody else. They're not going to get away with it. And I always say, hold on. Let's take a look. Let's imagine we're in a helicopter. Go up, look down. What is the lay of the land here? What is going on? What's the reality? How desperate are we to get paid or sort this out? If we're very desperate, how willing are they to cooperate in a process to try and sort it out? Have we got the money to go full in? Where's that going to lead? Are they solvent, the other side? Is there a possibility? Yes, they're solvent, but they've no assets. Is everything that they do rented? What am I going to enforce against? We have to take a step back, reflect on where we are, where we want to be, and the easiest route to get there. Not the most emotionally charged, hardcore, bull in a china shop route. But don't get me wrong. Ultimately, I'll give the advice and then I will do exactly what my client tells me to do. And if that's what they want, that's what they'll get.
So, Dominic, thank you so much for explaining in a nutshell there what you do. We are going to talk to you some more on the Business Hub over the coming weeks and months and kind of get to know a little bit more about what we can do with conflict in business and how we can protect ourselves against it. If somebody's listening to this and says, do you know what, that's me, I'm having a problem, my business can't move forward because of a disagreement or a conflict that I find myself in, how can they find out more about you and what you do?
Well, the simplest way is give us a ring. Or not, send me an email. The website's Dominic Hurst is the name of the firm if you go through Google, or dhurstlaw.com.
Dominic Hurst Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.